You're tuned in to the KHSU Magazine. I'm your host, Brian Curtis. And in the studio with me, I have Greg Moore, Artistic Director of Humboldt Music Academy, as well as Ben and Eli, who are students at the Academy, and their father, Josh. Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining me.
Hello.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for having us.
Hi.
Oh, boy. This is going to be a lot of fun. So, Greg, I'm going to start with you, since your name is highest up on my piece of paper here. If you could just tell us a little bit about the Musical Academy. And your role in it?
Okay, the Humboldt Music Academy has been going for about the past 35 years. We're basically a program of music lessons on Saturday mornings for kids and adults. We have a comprehensive program of lessons and ensembles. So there's a lot of strings, a lot of violins, fiddling, wind instruments, flutes, and we have various ensembles, the Academy Fiddlers, musical theater. There's a junior orchestra. I do a jazz band. There's a flute choir.
Now, you mentioned that it's for all ages. Can adults take classes if they are not the parents of kids who are also learning?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's fantastic. But I read that what you do specialize in is the Suzuki method of music teaching, which encourages a lot of parental participation. What does that look like?
Well, it looks like these fellas sitting to the left of me. One reason I asked Josh and Ben and Eli to come in is because they're a wonderful example of exactly that, people who are taking the Suzuki pedagogy very seriously. And so we have Josh and Ben and Eli as well. You're taking violin lessons, is that right?
You can't just shake your head, dude.
No.
So Eli's not taking violin lessons, but he's involved in other aspects of the Music Academy, which we shall hear about shortly, I'm sure. But one of my most treasured memories over the past couple of years at the Music Academy has been the recitals that Josh and Ben do together, because it's an absolutely magical moment watching these two who are learning together, performing in a recital together.
So, Ben, you play the violin?
Yes.
And how does playing with your dad work into that role? Does he play as well?
Yes, he plays as well.
And did he start lessons at the same time as you?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'm if I play as well. I play with. I don't know if I play as well.
Well, they say that, children have better learning receptors, and you kind of lose them as you grow into an adult. So I'm glad you're doing your diligence, Josh.
So I'm interested, do you correct each other's mistakes?
Mm-hmm.
So yes. Sometimes your dad makes a mistake and you say, mm-mm, not really like that.
Yep.
Well, it's fun because, when we first started, I had the advantage of, I grew up playing an instrument. I grew up playing the saxophone. So I was able to read music already. But the strings instruments were always completely foreign to me. So it was it was a big challenge for me to start learning. But in the beginning, when we first started, Ben was just five, and I would coach him quite a bit and, teach him, point out when the notes weren't right, etc. But now as we go along, I have to play catch up with Ben, and he's far ahead of me and he could easily correct me on things.
So, Ben, you chose the violin.
Yes.
And you're just sort of along for the ride, Josh?
Exactly, yeah.
What drew you to the violin?
Well, the first I can remember wanting to play the violin was after soccer practice. I just liked the sound of the violin, and I told my dad that I wanted to play the violin.
And here you are. But as I understand, you actually started out at an even younger age in the musical theater program,
yes.
Just for singing and dancing. And Eli, you're doing that now.
Yeah.
Is that fun?
Yeah, it's really fun.
And you think you might move on to an instrument as well, or are you going to just sing and dance for now?
Well, for now, I'm singing and dancing.
What sort of music do you like to listen to when you're not in classes? What sort of stuff do you get down to?
Well, if you're talking about on the car ride to school, I like listening to violin music. Not as much as some other stuff, but I really like throat singing.
Wow! I must say, I'm pretty surprised to hear that. But in the best possible way. Is that something you think you might try to take up as well?
I'm not sure.
Well, you've got plenty of time to figure it all out. What about you, Ben? You mentioned liking fiddle music. Where did you hear fiddle music on your way home from soccer practice?
It's not that I heard it then, but the other times I heard it, I liked it.
Now, do you like more of a classical violin sound, or do you like more like a bluegrass and folk sort of fiddle?
Bluegrass and fiddle.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, one of the nice things about the program is, so Ben and I do a Suzuki lesson with our teacher, Dan Chandler. But before that, in the morning, Ben does a fiddle ensemble group. And so he gets kind of both aspects of the, you know, the classical side with Suzuki, and then also the fiddle side with Sam McNeil and the groups that he runs. And it's, yeah, it really, we actually just started that last year. You started it last year. And it really opened up quite a bit for Ben.
Oh, that's awesome. So in the group lessons, you're working with other kids. Is it mostly kids your same age or a pretty broad range, and it's based more on like people grouped together by experience level?
Well, it is really by experience, but the ages really fall together. I mean, I'm in level 2, and yeah, most of everyone there is like, around my age.
This all sounds really fun. Have you made some friends through the music academy that you might not have otherwise made just through going to school and doing some of your other activities?
Well, so some of the people there actually I had already met at soccer practice, but probably wouldn't have been as much friends with them as I have now that I have been working with them in the fiddlers group.
That's cool. What about you, Eli? You meet some kids that you get to act with and sing with, and then you hang out with them outside of the classes?
Yeah. Zelia? I met her did I meet Zelia before that?
You did meet Zelia before, yes.
Okay, but I met some other people like Lila. I didn't meet her otherwise. And a few other people. I have a lot of people in my group, and I can barely remember half their names.
Well, I just started here at the radio station, and I don't know anyone's name either. So we're in the same boat there. But listening parents, take note. Great way for your kids to meet some other kids. Greg Moore, I understand that the enrollment for the next season of Humboldt Music Academy is underway. Would you tell parents
That's one reason we're here. We have our in-person registration coming up this Saturday in the facilities of the Humboldt State Music Department. Between 10 and 1 in the afternoon, I believe, we'll be up there with all the registration materials and descriptions of the classes, and some of the teachers will be up there, and there'll be a steady stream of families coming through.
And lots of treats.
Oh, and lots of treats. That's right.
Ooh,
can't
treats.
Forget the treats.
Humboldt County loves its treats. And if people are unable to make it on Saturday for prior commitments, could they register online as well?
Absolutely. There's online registration forms that can be sent in. The website is www.humboldt.edu/HMA, all lowercase.
All right.
On that website, you can find registration materials to download and also the telephone number.
And you can also find bios of all of the instructors and some of the instruments and lessons that are available.
Absolutely. Classes are starting March 11th.
March 11th, coming up. Mark your calendars, everybody, and be sure to come out on Saturday. One of the things that really struck me about the Suzuki method, and maybe we could just expand on this a little, is that it teaches music in the same way that children learn their native language. And to me, that's a very exciting and interesting concept, but I'm not sure in what way that takes form. Could you talk a little bit how the methodology works?
Absolutely. In many ways, we can consider that music is another language. So it's very much like learning another language, different vocabularies. You learn words, phrases. We can often think of music being constructed in the same way as language is. And yeah, the Suzuki method takes that into consideration.
And maybe, Ben, do you want to talk about, do you remember when we first started, how we learned? What did we do a whole bunch of before we actually ever went to a lesson?
I really don't remember.
You probably don't start right off reading sheet music per se.
Yeah. So how would you learn the songs?
We just listened to the whole book one over and over and over again.
Like the CD.
Yeah, the CD.
Do you remember the other part of that to help learn all that? We put you put words to all the music.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
We gave them all words.
So you get to make up your own words. You listen to like a violin piece and then you make up your own words to a song that doesn't already have them?
Well, not really. They'd already have words for them.
And then some we would make up words.
And some, yeah. Yes, we would make up words.
So you'd learn them as songs.
But we'd learn them as songs.
And that way those melodies stick in your head.
Yeah.
And that makes it easier to play on the violin?
Yes, very.
Oh, that's cool. Do you you want to sing us one of your violin songs? Just a short little one? Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
Well, the shortest one I can think of really is just Twinkle Twinkle Little Star.
Okay. Wait, are you going to sing us Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, or are you going to sing us other words that you made up to it?
We didn't make up other words to Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. But
well, you actually did for the
for the kinetic sculpture race. We did make up other words.
Oh, can we hear the kinetic sculpture? I'm sure the KHSU audience wants to hear.
Do you remember them?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Please.
Ghosty, ghosty little star, how I wonder how you are. Up above the moon so high, like a bright spot in the sky. Ghosty, ghosty little star, how I wonder how you are.
Bravo!
Great
nice.
Job. Yeah. Well.
Fearless performance, by the way.
Yes. Yeah, fearless and flawless. I really like what you got going here. That speaks volumes to the quality of the education. Was last Saturday the final performance of the...
No, it was Sunday.
It was. We had our end of term concerts this last Saturday, and those are always extravagant affairs with about 20 minutes of presentations from the musical theater classes, then the ensembles an hour later. And this term, we had a group of pirates and people flying kites. Oh, and an exploration of that American art form known as the blues. And you were a pirate, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the Codfish Song? Can you sing some of the Codfish Song?
Do you want me to sing the whole thing?
Duh.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Come along and follow me to the bottom of the sea. We'll join in the jamboree at the codfish ball. Lobsters dancing in a row, so full of to buffalo. Jellyfish sway to and fro at the codfish ball. Finn and Hattie lead the eel through an iris reel. The catfish is a dancing man, but he can't like the sardine can. Tuna's chucking left and right. Minnie's mootin', what a night. There won't be a hook in sight at the codfish ball.
Yeah!
Outstanding! Man, I really wish that we were doing this last week so that I could have come to the performance, because it sounds like I missed quite a show.
It is really nice. End of this term, it is really nice to see all the performances.
There are three terms per year?
There are. We do a fall term starting in September, a winter term starting in November, and a spring term starting in, this year, March.
So there will be another end of term concert coming up. And of course, the start of the term is just around the corner, March 22nd. In-person signups are this Saturday at the Humboldt Department of Music in the foyer of the Fulkerson Recital Hall. Parents and students of all ages who are interested can also enroll online at the Humboldt Music Academy website. Greg Moore, thank you so much for joining us. Josh, Ben, and Eli, thank you as well. It's been a real pleasure talking with you and listening to you sing and sharing your experiences with us.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you. Thanks.
All right.